Good morning, Mary Jo.
How about that?
That's my Dan Reefer impression.
Yeah. There is no Dan Reefer today, and let me tell you why. So Dan texted me, as he texted you last night.
Yeah.
I guess about 10 o'clock.
It was right about 10.
And said he went to Chicago. I guess he went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, through the weekend to take his kids to their first Cubs game. And so he texted and said, I've overextended my trip, and Sean will be filling in for me tomorrow. And I said, oh, okay. Well, enjoy an extra day in Chicago. He's like, well, we're driving back now.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not 12 hours away. You'll be back in time to do the show, Dan.
I'm assuming he was somewhere in the darks of Indiana and was scared that he would never make it out. So that's why he wanted to cover and make sure, because middle of Indiana can be a scary place in the middle of the night.
And actually during the day, too. But, so Dan is enjoying a much needed, I guess, slumber. And but I'm glad, you know, Dan never takes days off. So he's just that kind of a workhorse.
Yeah, it was, I was surprised, and I was surprised to see it so late, because he's taken some time off, but it's always like he'll let me know 4 days ahead of time.
Right, hey,
I got this guy covering for me, blah, blah, blah. No, he was scraping the bottom of the barrel when he asked me to cover.
I mean, there's been times where I just haven't even shown up.
You're not supposed to tell me that sort of thing.
Or answered my phone when I've been, you remember that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I didn't even answer my phone because I literally forgot that I did a radio show. And yeah, went to bed one night. I had pregnancy brain at the time.
Was that the day Alex ended up doing a show by himself? There was one day when...
No,
I don't know. He was filling in for you and Dan.
Dan was here by himself that day because Dan kept texting and calling. And it wasn't until about noon when I woke up and I was like, I forgot. It's called the Dan and Mary Jo Show. I actually need to be there. And I totally forgot. But I did bring donuts the following weekend, so it's all good. But anyways, Dan is much better at that kind of stuff than me. And Dan is also much better at show prep.
Yeah.
So you guys are in for a real treat today, let me tell you. So, on this one? Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, now I can hear myself. Luckily, before Dan left for Chicago, he did leave me some notes to go over. But the big news yesterday was that it was UK Fan Day, and the big news out of that was that Lynn Bowden is, in fact, here and in uniform. Like, we knew he was here in town, but the clearinghouse and the academics and all of that stuff still hadn't sorted itself out, so he wasn't actually practicing with the team. He is now able to practice with the team, which is a great thing. And I have to say, I was just a tad bit surprised, because we kept hearing things like, well, Lynn will be here, you know, right? You know, he'll be here. It'll all be good. And then it kept it where he was either not here or not good, or not cleared yet. And I kept thinking, oh, this is where we're moving into some dicey territory here where I'm not sure that this is going to happen. But all is good now. And Mark Stoops kept trying to reinforce that. And he was then in uniform yesterday. Now, so it was an open practice. And so fans and media got to see him some. I wouldn't call it maybe the electrifying, you know, I don't know what people were expecting from him in day one of practice and an open practice at that. So they're not really showing off too much in those open practices. But even the coaching staff said, you see, he's got some stuff to learn. Like, he's still got to figure some stuff out. But he will definitely be utilized. And Stoops was very high on all the freshmen, actually, yesterday, saying, you know, they're a really good bunch, and some of them will be called upon. Josh Pascal being one of those guys as well. But this year seems different because we have so many veterans and returning players and some more depth. So I don't think that the freshmen will be relied upon as much. But Lynn Bowden is definitely one of those guys that you are going to keep, you know, an eye on, because much is expected of that young man. even in the media guide,
it
says he is the next Randall Cobb, basically.
That's that's a lot to aim for.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a UK Athletics Hall of Famer now. He will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And so Lynn Bowden is already, the university he's playing for is already comparing him to maybe the best player or one of the best players to ever play for it.
At least the best non-quarterback probably to ever play for.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight on the kid's back. Speaking of fan day, it was 9 o'clock yesterday morning. I've been around the program a lot. I don't usually go to fan day. It's usually at night, is it not? Later in the day?
Yeah.
I don't remember it ever being that early.
Listen, what I don't remember is like yesterday was completely gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
To me, it didn't seem like it. And people were like passing out. I don't know how hot is Kroger Field?
Did they paint the field black?
Because it was like 70 something degrees. It was nice out. And there was like fans and there was a UK staffer that both like passed out from heat.
Maybe they just had Bowden mania.
I don't know. Some girl was there in a shirt.
I saw that. It was a fantastic shirt.
Blake Bone. I'm 18
now.
Yeah.
Did you see what, I'm not going to say it. Did you see what the back said?
No. Oh.
Oh, you know, yeah, I can say it because it's just the guy's name. It said, "Let's Bone."
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom must be really proud.
Yeah, because she went slightly viral at least in the local Twitter feed, world.
Yeah, her mom must be proud. Although, you know, there are worse things to do than try to latch yourself onto someone that might make a bunch of money in the NFL, I guess. Although Blake Bone wouldn't be
mine. No, he wouldn't be the guy. I think she went for the pun more than
Yeah, had to be. Because, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where he's going. 3 at 1:13:13 if you want to jump in on here with us today. We've got stuff to talk about that's definitely a lot of UK football stuff. I do want to talk about some other non-sports related things. I had an absolute life-changing, life-altering thing happen yesterday, Sean, that I want to get into at some point. And also saw maybe the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, don't say it's The Dark Tower.
No, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to... My son Sam's 11.
Uh-huh.
We were going to the movie Thursday night, was it? I can't remember what night. Yeah, Friday night, something. I wanted to see The Dark Tower.
Yeah,
so let's go see The Dark Tower. I don't know anything about it, but...
I've heard it's not great, but I'm a big fan of the books, and I've got high hopes for it. They're probably going to be dashed.
Probably. Mm-hmm. He was even down with like seeing Despicable Me 3, which I've heard good things about. And I love the first two, so that would have been cool with me. There was a few movies that we could have gone to see. But in the end, he chose War for the Planet of the Apes.
Not good?
Now, I semi-enjoyed the other installments, right? They haven't been terrible.
I saw the first one. I did not see the sequel.
Yeah, so I've seen...
The first one I thought was good.
Yeah, the first one was good. That was with James Franco.
Yeah, who usually I don't like at all.
I always like him.
He has too many teeth.
He is beautiful and hilarious and...
Toothy.
And I guess toothy. So I enjoyed that one. Then the Dawn of the Planet or the Rise, whatever it was. Yeah, the Rise, the second one, was okay too. This one was awful. And I will just say, out of the 2 hours and 20 minutes, I'm not giving really anything away, I guess. Out of the 2 hours and 20 minutes that the movie lasted, there were actual humans in it for like 40 minutes.
Really? So primarily CGI apes?
Yeah.
All like, played by Andy Serkis, more than likely.
Almost the whole time, right? So, yeah, the one can talk.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it was like subtitled.
Oh, really? Only the one?
And I just thought, this isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
This isn't what I wanted. So I could think of worse movies that I've seen, but not right off the top of my head. I couldn't. And I don't know. I guess about an hour and 15 minutes in, I look over and Sam's kind of asleep.
That's good.
And I woke him up and I was like, man, do you want to just go? Because I'm fine leaving at this point because I just don't like it. And he's like, no, this movie's awesome. And I'm like, okay. So then I can tell now, I know how late it is because I keep checking my phone thinking, God, when will this be over?
Mm-hmm.
Also, we were sitting next to four teenagers. And teenagers are just the worst, right? Just the worst. And they were like making out and God, you know, giggling and laughing and the whole nine yards. And
well,
Sam goes, quit staring at them. I'm like, they're doing it right next to me. I can't not stare at them.
If ever there was a movie to make out to.
I mean, War for the Planet of the Apes. There's one seat in between me and this boyfriend, girlfriend that were definitely going at it. I couldn't not stare. It was awkward. Like I had. So anyways, I stare at people anyways, but it was just, it was weird. So now I can tell that the movie has about 10 minutes left. And Sam goes, hey, mommy, let's leave. And I'm like, now I'm in. Now I've been here for 2 hours and 10 minutes. Let me now at least see the end of the movie. Like, I don't, what if there is a major twist?
Yeah.
There wasn't.
No
major twist.
So I assume they're working up to the point where Charlton Heston's Planet of the Apes pick up and they've destroyed it all.
Yeah, well, I don't want to tell
spoilers.
You who wins, but...
It's for a 1968 movie.
Right. All right, let's take a call real quick before we go to break. Jimmy is on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, MJ?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Waiting for football season is what I'm doing.
I sat that yesterday, Saturday afternoon. I'm going, when will sports be back?
Yeah,
like
I can't handle the red on TV anymore.
No, it's killing me.
We had the Hall of Fame game, Jimmy.
Yeah,
that's almost football.
Yeah, I think they played every third reserve they have.
Not a starter in sight.
Not as played, no. That'd be a bad way to go out with an injury, you know?
Oh, yeah.
In the Hall of Fame game, yeah. Almost as bad as in a non-contact drill like Ryan Tannehill.
And I've seen that.
Or like Teddy Bridgewater, who has ruined my Vikings season now for probably two straight years. Anyway,
this was probably 20 years ago, but we did a road trip. We hit Canton, we hit Cooperstown, and we hit Springfield, Mass. We hit the football, baseball, and the basketball Hall of Fame.
Man, that is a cool trip.
Yeah, I can't even remember it. It was a bunch of drunk guys in a van, but it was pretty cool. Yeah.
I've made that drive to Cooperstown. That place is in the middle of nowhere.
And yeah, I mean, you're an hour off the interstate.
Yeah.
at least an hour. Yeah,
it's, once you get in there, it's beautiful. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what happened at Double Date. You found out how to do that deal. I was going to call you guys. I'm looking forward to one. I always go to a couple of games every year. I guess it's Kroger Field now. They changed the name of it, huh?
Yes. Kroger Field.
They got some good money for that.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I always hit a couple of UK games. But, no, I was born and raised in Lowell, Massachusetts. So I'm a Patriots fan to the end. I couldn't believe what they pulled off last year.
Well, yeah. we were sitting here discussing who's younger than Tom Brady. And some of the guys that... There's guys
Everybody.
That have had, like, long careers in professional sports and have since retired for several years, yeah. And they're still younger than Brady.
Well, and the thing that kills me is a lot of people call him, like, the handsome man, the pretty boy. That man, the reason he's so good, he stands in the pocket as long as he can. He takes more hits than anybody. He's just a tough guy.
Yeah, I don't think they call him the pretty boy because of the way he plays. I think they call him the pretty boy because he's pretty.
Well, yeah. I wish I could marry Giselle Bundchen. I hope my girlfriend's not listening, but yeah.
Jimmy, I would have never guessed that you were from the Northeast.
No, it's not obvious at all.
No, not at all. Huh?
So what do you think the Patriots can repeat?
With number 12, anything's possible. When Belichick on the sidelines, you just never know.
I mean, it's hard to do, but if any team can do it, I think they can, because I'm trying to think who are the other teams that are standing out to you this preseason that are you see as contenders? And maybe it's the Raiders. Maybe
the Raiders look good.
Yeah.
I mean, for AFC.
Yeah. Maybe the Packers.
I think you're right on that one, MJ.
Yeah, and I think Aaron Rodgers is so good that you can never count out the Packers. But I'm trying to think who else is out there, you know?
The thing with Aaron Rodgers, he carries that team so much. I don't think they're giving him the best surround cast.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. That's why I think he's even more amazing than he gets credit for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's probably the best quarterback out there. I mean, Brady's got all the numbers. He's got all the rings. But I'd say straight up, Aaron Rodgers can run the ball, too, if he has to.
Yeah, no, I think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football right now.
Oh, I agree with you.
But he just doesn't have stuff around him. But if you've got the best quarterback in football, yeah, that can take you somewhere. So, but what I'm saying is, like, there's not a ton of teams out there that I'm going, well, they're going to challenge the Patriots.
They've just got to hope the Giants don't make the Super Bowl. That's their kryptonite.
Oh yeah, I went to almost every single Bengals game. My boss, he just died last year. But I've worked for him laying brick for 20 years. He had season tickets to the Bengals. And I go up there and he goes, you're not even watching the game. I said, no, I'm watching the score in New England up there. You know? I said, they're going to lose again.
I feel like you were an extra in Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Were you? Yeah? Okay.
I should have been with Matt Damon. Now we show we're good at his money for that. Yeah.
You and me both, Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy, good luck to your Pats this year, and I'm so excited for football to start. Gosh,
I'm so bored right now.
I know it's the worst 3 weeks of the year because you know it's almost here, but it's not. So
you guys have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, you could tell he was a Northeasterner.
You know,
It was
somewhere in that Rhode Island, Massachusetts, maybe Southern Maine.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy. A bricklayer.
Southern Maine.
Not Northern Maine. They sound different.
All right. We are going to continue with this makeshift show on this Sunday morning. Dan is off. Sean is in. We will be back. 3-1-13-13. If you want to jump in on the show with us, we'll talk some football, and I want to explain my life-altering event to you coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Debbie just hit the wall. She never had it all.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hurt on the job? Morgan & Morgan at For the People.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much. but that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
ESPN Sports Radio
1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, I thought this was Tonight I Bounce Back by Big Sean. The last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back.
Hammer Time? Not the Hammer Time I'm used to.
Yeah, that's the second best Hammer Time.
Yeah. There was no stop in front of it to warn me that it was coming up.
So yesterday, Fan Day out at Kroger Field. And, of course, as they do every year, and every team, it's not just Kentucky, it's every team, likes to say at every position there is competition. Because why wouldn't you say that? You don't want to say, well, our two backup quarterbacks stink, so there's no chance that they will play. But I think we're all pretty clear on the fact that Steven Johnson is going to be starting at least game one. He's been assured he's starting game one.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of things that folks that were out there yesterday took from the open practice was that, A, that Steven Johnson did look good, that his intermediate throws seemed a little bit more accurate. He's gotten rave reviews from his teammates about his leadership and all of that stuff, and that continued to be echoed yesterday from his teammates. But Drew Barker looked 100% from the reports out there. And he made some good throws yesterday, too. Now, we know Steven Johnson is the guy, but what percentage do you give Drew Barker? What odds for starting, I think, that's an injury if he's starting. Yeah. But he'll probably play at some point, I would think.
I think he's more likely to transfer than to ever start a game for the University of Kentucky. Now, I can't talk about playing. I don't know, but I think Walker Wood, raw, young talent, if he can even be within shouting distance of where Barker is, I think Barker is out the door.
Walker Wood? He ain't even going to play quarterback, Sean.
Did I say Walker Wood? Who's that third?
You're thinking
third?
Gunnar Hoke.
Gunnar Hoke, thank you.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Also, Jaren Williams is obviously going to be a dude when he gets here.
Yeah.
Danny Clark, the guy who decommitted from Ohio State, I don't think he's even in the quarterback mix anymore. I think I saw him running stuff with Lynn Bowden, next to Lynn Bowden yesterday. So I don't know if he's playing as a receiver now or what. But yeah, there's a bunch of quarterbacks on this team, so they're not all going to get to play. How would he be transferring to play just 1 year?
I don't know.
And he may, having to sit out a year?
He may drop down a division. He may drop down to D2. because I just don't see anything for him at Kentucky with Steven Johnson there now, with the kid coming in next year behind Steven Johnson, who's not behind Steven Johnson,
but coming
in next year, who's by all accounts more talented than Barker.
Yes. Yes.
I don't see a future here. And if he wants to be a starter somewhere, he's going to have to go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah. He's going to have to, steal that job from Steven Johnson. Yeah. And if you are not on the field playing, it's really hard to take that job in practice, I think. Unless Steven Johnson just completely folds under the weight of the expectations, I guess,
this year. And that's possible, because he came in as an unknown last year, and he did remarkable things with the team as the unknown.
Yeah.
But now he's not unknown anymore, and there's expectations, and people are given outlandish predictions, and
I know.
He may not live up to it.
And what's crazy is there's all these predictions for Steven Johnson having a remarkable season, and then I think ESPN ranked the top five quarterbacks in the country, and Lamar Jackson wasn't even in it.
Yeah,
he's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, somebody missed something at ESPN, because there's no way you can't put him in the top five.
You have to. Like, do I think he's going to repeat as the Heisman winner? No. But you can't have someone win the Heisman and then say the next year that they're not a top five quarterback. And even if you're predicting, even if it's a projection that this guy is going to be really good, like the Sam Darnold kid at USC or whatever, that you think they're going to be good, I still don't think you can have them on your list until they knock Lamar Jackson out of the top five. That's just crazy to me. I'm not even saying he's the best quarterback, but not top five.
And their top five was all SEC West. All five of them were from the SEC West. Jalen Hurts, Nick Fitzgerald from Mississippi State, Austin Allen from Arkansas, Shea Patterson from Ole Miss, and Jarrett Stidham from Auburn was their top five.
No way. Sam Darnold was in there, I thought.
Maybe what I'm looking at is just the SEC.
Gotta be. Because that Sam Darnold kid and the kid from Penn State was on there, and I'm fine with both of those selections.
Yeah, just the SEC. Yeah. I linked to an SEC article.
Yeah, I was gonna say Steven Johnson's not in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good young quarterbacks, but he's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. Now. Did he finish last season on a positive note? Obviously not. But he still won the Heisman after both those games were over with. So, I don't know. I just think that's a misstep there. I've literally never heard of the last three quarterbacks in the SEC that you just mentioned.
Yeah, no, nor am I.
So, what about, isn't there a kid at Georgia?
I had heard Jarrett Stidham's name, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Listen, the SEC, it matters more here. It means more. But SEC's not a real quarterback-heavy league. Hasn't been in a while.
Yeah. No, who's the last great QB to come out of the SEC? I mean, Tebow was not a great quarterback. He was a great football player. I can't think of a great A.J. McCarron. Prescott. Thank
good
you.
One,
Prescott
Brad.
out of the Mississippi schools, one of them.
I was
the
totally waiting for Brad to
state one.
Write Dak Prescott in very small letters
and hand it on
meticulously and then hand it over to us. So we wouldn't have still been talking about it, and it would have not made sense. But no, Dak Prescott, that's it. That's probably the last.
Yeah.
At least when you're talking about next level quarterback.
Yeah.
Because there have certainly been some good college quarterbacks that have played in the SEC. There have been some good ones at Alabama. They just haven't translated.
Yeah, their game just doesn't go to the next level.
And they never get credit even when they're in college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they just, their defense, their running game. But, I mean, there's a reason that Amari Cooper and Julio Jones.
Yeah, there's a reason those guys are.
Those guys are amazing receivers, partly because they've had really good quarterbacks on their side. So we're going to take a quick break, and then on the other side, we're going to have two life-changing stories. I'm going to share mine, and Sean, you had a...
Mike Cameron said Cam Newton as well.
Yeah, let's go with Cam Newton.
Cam Newton went to several schools, he ended up in the SEC.
Two of them
were SEC, so yeah.
And he was MVP, yep. So yeah. Okay. We both had some kind of life-altering things yesterday. You had a starstruck moment, and I had something happen. So we'll discuss that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Bank's floor covering.
Do you have cell phones there?
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Bank's floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the...
Plumbing Busters!
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You never go wrong with Prince, my man.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Any song you want to play ever from Prince, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's true.
As long as they're the edited versions of some of them.
Sports is going to start happening again in like 3 weeks, and we can't wait. But in the meantime, we do have some other life issues we can discuss. So yesterday, Sean,
yes.
you've met a ton of people through being...
I have through working in college radio. I've met, you know, the guys from REM and the guys from the Pixies and all these people that were my heroes. And I've met a ton of athletes, and I've talked to Pete Rose on the phone, but I don't get starstruck anymore. But yesterday in this studio, I got starstruck, and I am, full disclosure, I'm a 40-year-old white dude.
Yeah.
Ice Cube came into the studio, yeah, and I was just bowled over. Yeah. I've been, you know, since I was 12, before I probably ever should have, I was listening to Ice Cube.
Yeah.
And he's in here with the Big Three basketball tournament, which is happening today over at Rupp. And he came in here and he spent 3 hours with our sister station, 107.9 The Beat, just an ongoing conversation with Jay Alexander. And I sat in and watched part of it and listened to part of it. And he's just an amazing dude. And I am a huge fan of Ice Cube. Bigger fan of Ice Cube now than I was when he walked
before
in the door and my jaw went, oh, it's Ice Cube.
But that's the best thing in the world, because so many times you have this idea of someone in your head, and then you eventually get to meet them.
Yep.
And then they just destroy what you had thought.
Never meet your heroes.
Yes.
I met Van, working in college radio station, Van Morrison came around to promote his new album. Guy was a total jerk. I can't even listen to his music hardly at all anymore, just because he was such an awful man. Ice Cube was the exact opposite. He seems like a terrible person in his songs, but he came up here and he's just an awesome dude. He's just an awesome guy, and I couldn't have been more pleased to meet him.
Listen, I had never heard of Ice Cube until I saw the movie Are We There Yet?
Oh.
I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. But one of my proudest gifts that I've ever gotten my husband, I got him this t-shirt this summer that is a glass, and the glass is Ice-T's face, and then there are three Ice Cube faces.
That's brilliant. Over at around the corner at Goodfellas, in their little walk-in thing, their ice dispenser has a picture of Ice Cube on it, and their tea dispensers have Ice-T on one looking nice and sweet. And Ice-T on the other one looking mean and unsweet. Yeah, it's awesome. That's a great shirt. Yeah. I would wear that proudly.
I mean, Ice Cube, and then and it's not like he's only just done one thing. I mean,
no, he's done everything.
He's done everything, and so that's why it's cool to meet someone like that. And like you said, the Big Three tournament going on over at Rupp this afternoon. I imagine tickets are still available.
There's still some available. Yeah, probably be a pretty good walk up. Usually Lexington tends to be a walk up crowd for these kind of things. I don't know how many they've sold, but the guy that was in here yesterday, the promoter, he seemed happy. So they must be doing okay over here. You know, some big names from the past. Kenyon Martin was on the show with Angelo and I yesterday and revealed that had Patino not gone to the Boston Celtics, Kenyon Martin would have been a University of Kentucky Wildcat instead of a Bearcat.
Well, and had he not gotten hurt, the Bearcats would have won a national championship probably.
He's still in denial about that. He says there needs to be an asterisk next to that 2001, I think 2001 championship.
Yeah.
The Michigan State one.
Yeah. No, that's interesting.
Can you imagine that team?
Well, we were kind of talking about this off the air. That was a time when every recruit wasn't announcing their top five choices, where you didn't know where every guy was going on his visits. And it just, recruiting wasn't a business onto its own that employed how many, Scout, Rivals, 24/7. I mean, you name it. Everyone's got a recruiting site now because it's so heavily followed and watched. But like Kenyon Martin, when he's a senior in high school, it wasn't like that. So
he can change schools during the summer before his freshman year.
Nobody even knows.
Yep.
But yeah, that would have been pretty cool to have Kenyon Martin. I've always loved Kmart.
Kenyon Martin, Derek Anderson, Ron Mercer. That's a pretty good Big Three there.
Well, I mean, that team was pretty decent.
They were pretty stacked. Yeah, that was that middle team in that 3-year run where they were in the national championship game every year. But and you add Kenyon Martin to that mix, Arizona's not beating them.
Yeah,
not beating them in that game. Even with Derek Anderson hurt.
And then we might be talking about three in a row.
Three in a row, and Patino, you know.
No, he would have still been gone.
Yeah, yeah. He left after the. He left after that 97
season. Then,
it would have been the following year. It would have been the 98 team with Patrick.
They won it anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, they won it that year. Yeah.
But we might have won it then again in 99 or something.
Yeah. Who needed him? Kmart.
All right.
Better off in Cincinnati.
So my life-altering event yesterday, Sean, is,
aside from War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, no, that was just a bad 2 hours spent. I'll never get back. I signed up for this thing called Shipt, Shipt.
Yes, I've heard Skip Elliott doing commercials for that, and I cringe every time he does them because I'm like, what are you saying? What are you doing? What's wrong?
I don't love leaving my house if I don't have to, and so for $100 for a year, so there's an initial investment, right? For $99 bucks for a year, you can have groceries delivered to your house.
That's...
delivered to your house. We're not talking about someone shops for you, then you go there and pick them up, which is also cool.
Right, the, very like cool. The click it.
Yes.
Or whatever it is at Kroger.
But they, so yesterday, or, well, let me take it back a couple steps. So I had a friend who did it. She says it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I tell my husband, I'm going to get this. And he was like, no, why would you do that? Grocery shopping is your me time. No, it's not.
Grocery shopping is your me time.
No, that is not how... That is
how long
not
have
just...
you guys been married?
We've been married 3 years, together five.
Okay, well, that's long enough to know better than to say that.
No, it's not my me time. Going to the grocery store isn't like my me... Getting a pedicure, okay. Getting a massage, that's me time.
Is mowing the lawn his me
time? Right, exactly. Other kinds of shopping that don't involve a plus card.
Yeah.
That's maybe me time.
Sure.
But not going to the grocery store, okay? So he went to go meet some friends, and I was like, well, I'm signing up for this thing because
I'll show him me time.
Right, and I'm going... And I don't know what I'm going to do with all my me time now, but so I sign up for it. Yesterday, I go online yesterday morning at like 10 o'clock, put in all the groceries that I want, took a nap, woke up, got a text message, said, hey, Mary Jo, I'm on your way. I've finished your shopping. And I woke up from my nap 10 minutes later. They are carrying groceries to my countertop and setting them down.
That's the dream right there.
Now, I have to figure some things out, right? Because I had put on there 1 pound ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd selected like a package that, you know, the packages that you get of ground beef that are 1 pound. I guess I didn't put it in there correctly or what, but I get this like tiny little like white paper thing wrapped up, and I was like, what's this? And so I got 0.1 pounds of ground beef. Oh, so I'm not sure. I will make one meatball with it.
Yeah, that's barely even a meatball.
But so I may have to go in and make sure that I'm putting in the right amounts of things. But it was so very cool. I didn't even have to carry in groceries. Like, they bring them in for you. And it's like Uber. So it's all on an app, and you can tip the person and then rate them and whatever. And it was amazing. And I will continue, now that I've paid the upfront fee, I'm never going grocery shopping again.
Yeah. And this is at Meijer. They're on our air, so we can give them the plug. Now, is it just groceries?
If
I needed a headlight or a tail light for my car in addition to my grocery order, could I do that?
I wasn't really looking in the hardware section.
Yeah. Well, but, I was just trying to think of what was as far away from groceries.
Well, but you could do like all the personal items, pharmacy items, stuff like that. So
yeah, they probably like, would hit the rest
I
of
got,
the store.
I got shampoo and So it's very cool, and it's an easy to use app. Now, what I will say is, if I'm going to go buy, like, if I want, you know, salmon for dinner.
Yeah.
And I want fresh, like, I'll go and pick
your fresh fishes.
Yeah, things out. But she brought me really good produce, you know, that I picked up. Yeah, it was just
a pound of ground beef.
It was really, it's amazing. Like, I didn't have to do anything, and I was like, well, I got all the grocery shopping done today. I mean, it was perfect.
That would be great for me because I am typically the one who stops at the store because I get home first and I do the grocery shopping, get everything ready, and then she'll
cook. It's your time.
Yeah, it's my me time. I have this bad habit of impulse buying at the grocery store. That might be the cure-all.
That was another good thing. It's like, I never get out of the grocery store for less than like $7,000.
Yeah. I don't need 7 pounds of lemon cream cookies.
No. And when you're doing it, like, you're not browsing and seeing everything right in front of you. Yeah. I just only got the things that I needed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it was a much cheaper trip to the grocery store, actually, than it normally would be. So, just a very cool thing. Two just major life-altering events for us yesterday. Meeting Ice Cube and having someone deliver my groceries.
It's like a big city thing. They've been doing that. The little bodegas and stuff in New York City, they'll deliver groceries. Now we've got it in Lexington. They tried it a few years ago with, like, I can't remember what the website was, but there was a website when I lived in Washington, I think, that would do grocery delivery very early. It failed miserably.
Well, you can also get, like, beer delivered to your house.
Yeah, that's a new thing that there's a business around here, that beer and snacks.
Yeah.
You know, we're becoming a culture of hermits, and I could not be happier.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't love leaving my house.
I could almost never leave the house. Yeah. I can do most of my job from at home. I could even be on air from at home with a small investment.
Now, I do have to leave the house for work. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Yeah. See,
I'm going to have to figure that out. All right. We can get back to talking sports here after the next break. Dan Reifer is off today. Sean is in with me. It's the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough.
The Arctic Cat Factory Authorized Clearance Event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Ferris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Victoriously, ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. Consider using an interior fan along with your window air conditioner to spread the cooled air through your home without greatly increasing your power use. Avoid placing appliances that give off heat, such as lamps or TVs, near thermostats. If you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heatbusters!
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, now it's all going to be Prince. Mm.
Which is fine.
Prince rejoins and hip-hop outros.
It's just fine. Purple's my thing. Purple's my color. Vikings fan.
Yeah.
I'm from Minnesota. Prince is from Minnesota.
There's a guy that I would never have wanted to meet because I have such a.
You hold him
He's like in the Mount Rushmore of my all-time heroes of everything. And
who are the other three?
Joe Strummer from The Clash, who has since passed. Mm-hmm.
Anita Baker.
Anita Baker. Elvis Costello and Bruce Springsteen.
So not the lead singer of Smash Mouth?
No, not the lead singer of Smash Mouth. I think that guy gave me my cheeseburger the other day. But he was an all-star. I tell you what. he was great at what he did.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick here. Dennis in Berea. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Mary Jo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Doing good. You know, first of all, I'd like to commend the University of Kentucky men's football team into finally making it a way a little child can get all his autographs at one time. And I'm talking about the fan day yesterday.
Yes.
There were years where I took my son when he was young to fan day when it was on Kroger Field, for instance, Commonwealth Stadium. And sometimes you wait up to an hour for one autograph.
Yes.
And I felt really upset for my son because, you know, he had certain players he wanted to get autographs and nothing. And finally, I took my daughter's friend's son yesterday. His name is Jaden. And he got all the autographs. And it was done in one big swoop. And I thought, finally, they made it easier for us fans to, you know, for that short moment, to kind of mix with players like, you know, Benny Snell, you know, Steven Johnson. And there was an article about Steven Johnson. I didn't realize he suffered from Tourette's at a young age.
Yes, yes.
And I read an article yesterday, and oh, my God, it was such an awesome article.
Yeah, he's really got an inspirational story. He really is a good dude. And I like what you say here, Dennis, because fan days are one of those times where you could make a football fan for life out of a little kid if they've got a great experience at Fan Day, right? Or you could make them not care about Kentucky football.
Well, you're so right because, like I said, the only one time where there was a coach that was all by himself was Rich Brooks. Nobody wanted his autograph when he first came on. He was sitting there all by himself with a marker, and nobody wanted to go home there.
Nobody knew who he was that first
year.
Yeah,
he was not a terribly popular hire at first.
But now I would get Rich Brooks' signature tattooed on my back if I...
Yeah. There you go.
I will not raise the back of my shirt. I may already have it.
It was very goodly ran, and kids had fun running on the practice field there, and I was just thinking, you know, they had a good time, and it made it worthwhile.
So what was the difference between this year? Because I wasn't able to get over there. I was on the air yesterday. What was the difference between this year than in years past that made the autograph lines move better?
Just the way it was set up. And like in years past, they would hand you a map when you got to Commonwealth and where all the players were going to be.
Okay.
Well, this is like, you know, when my son was young, Andre Woodson was the quarterback, Raphael Little, you know, Jacob Tammy, all those. And people would run. I mean, I saw guys would literally carry their kids like a football and try to get in line for it so they can get the player's autograph.
Well, that sounds like media day at basketball when everybody wants to interview this guy. They all run over to him and
I think this year they just set up a table, right, with everyone sitting in it, and you just went through the line.
Oh, see, yeah, that's great.
Like your poster just went, you know, next to the next one. It reminds me of a story, long story short, when Danny Hope was the coach at EKU, they did the same way. Well, there was this one, it must have been a freshman, I don't know, but he just signed the kid's poster, just kind of like flung it back at the kid. I don't think he really meant it. Well, Danny Hope was like right within eye distance, tapped the kid on his shoulder. They pulled him to the side, And when the kid came back, the kid was taking off his jersey and handing it to the little kid because Danny Hope felt like, you know what, this kid, like you said, you know, you make a fan for life. Well, I mean, the kid got a jersey out of it. And Danny Hope says, never will any of my players treat our fans like they're trash.
Yeah, you do. Like, when you're a kid, things are so much larger than life. And if you get a chance to meet Benny Snell and get his autograph, and then you watch a couple games this year and Benny Snell goes crazy, now you're on board. I mean, you're all in.
Yeah, and, you know, that I took my kid. My kid met Joe Hall once a few years ago, and he was as nice as could possibly be, and she is a UK basketball fan because of that.
Yep.
Meeting Joe Hall at a Wendy's.
I can't believe he was there. Thank you, Dennis. We have to get to a break right now. We will be back with our second hour coming up here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Magic Vapor Shop has done it again. We've added more flavors from Space Jam and added bigger 100 milliliter bottles of brand new juice to our lineup. With more coming all the time, folks, people have been asking for them. Now they are here. Like always, we find the best tasting juice from our part of the world and then bring them home to you. Then we buy only the best hardware from the manufacturers direct, and with our buying power, pass the savings along to you. If you add your Magic card, 6% off every time you use it, or the newsletter coupon on our site and show it to us on your phone, it beats even our lowest prices. We're beating our own new low prices, folks, every day. It's unbelievable. Better customer service before, during, and after you stop smoking the Magic Vapor Shop way. Magic Vapor Shops are located in London, Corbin, Somerset, Nicholasville, Georgetown, and Winchester. Or you can go online anytime, www.magicvaporshop.com.
Stay away from downed power lines and keep others away as well. If you spot a downed line or need to report an outage, call KU at 800-981-0600. To track restoration, visit lge-ku.com/storm.
Coming up next on the Razzmatazz Show in Skatmandu is a little ditty by a hip chick trio from Schlotzky's, baby. They hit our taste buds like a transfixing trombone a while back, but they're flapping their feathers for another tour. The Chicken Cordon Bleu, Fiesta Chicken, and Chicken Bacon Smoked Cheesy. Yeah, they're clickety-clocking around the menu at Skitadoodadadadadadadoo by Schlotzky's. Come on in today and give them a little tasty taste.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Dolphins will examine all options regarding injured quarterback Ryan Tannehill before deciding which QBs they may want to bring in. Tannehill will be getting more opinions on his injured left knee. There's no structural damage to it, but there are questions if the knee is stable enough so he can return in a few months, or might Tannehill need surgery that'll keep him out the entire season. Coach Adam Gase says he's reached out to free agent Jay Cutler, who showed interest in signing with the team. Cutler would likely compete with backup Matt Moore while Tannehill is out. Ravens coach John Harbaugh said the team still hasn't been given a definitive timetable for quarterback Joe Flacco's return from a back injury. The Dodgers look to extend their incredible run when they take on the Mets on Sunday Night Baseball. National League West leading LA is 43-7 since June 7th for manager Dave Roberts. That's the best 50-game run by a major league team in more than a century.
When you get back to the day-to-day, how we go about things, I don't think anyone's really aware of that. And it's what we talked about, you know, a few weeks ago, is this is who we are. So this is a team that's going out there expecting to win, plays the right way, and we are finding ways to win games. So we win in different ways and, you know, consistent contributions from all these guys throughout the lineup.
Dave Roberts, Dodgers take on the Mets on Sunday Night Baseball. Pre-game coverage 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN. Yankees DH Matt Holliday dealing with a back issue, expected to be put on the DL. Royals catcher Salvador Perez also likely heading to the DL because of a chest injury. Golf, Zach Johnson, Thomas Peters are the co-leaders at the Bridgestone Invitational.
Football is finally back, and the guys will have the very latest on Kaepernick and where he might end up. Plus, reaction from the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's Mike and Mike Monday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Welcome back to the show. Dan is
on assignment.
Let's not beat around the bush, Sean. He's sleeping.
Oh, right. Okay.
Dan's asleep.
That's right. We don't have to worry about his reputation. Slacker. Weak.
By the way, do you want to programming note, asterisk, starting next week, we are back.
You guys are back on Saturdays.
Saturdays and Sundays.
I'm out.
Thank you for letting us do that little hiatus during the summer. It made me realize I only want to do Sundays. But no, very excited now that we have something to talk about. Now that football is almost here, we will be back Saturday mornings from 10 to noon and Sundays from 9 to 11. So the Dan and Mary Jo Show, the extended version, remix.
You'll occasionally, when UK plays a noon game, you'll occasionally be joined by Coach Steve Ortmeier again.
I would love it if it was more than occasionally. Dude is extremely prepared.
Yeah, he comes correct.
He knows of what he speaks. Mm-hmm. Not only because of like his decades of experience in coaching at the college ranks and NFL, but he's got like a whole book.
Yeah, he comes with a binder.
That he writes to every week. It's new stuff. And so he definitely knows what he's talking about.
I did a couple of the pregame shows with him last season when Neil Jackson, his normal co-host, was otherwise occupied. I don't know what he was doing, but I filled in for a couple of them. And
he was golfing?
Probably. Coach Ortmeier walked in and handed me a stack of papers, and here's the breakdown of the show. This is block one. Here's block two. Just ask me about this. And it's awesome. It's the easiest hosting gig ever because you say, so, Coach, tell me about what the game plan is going to be for Southern Mississippi. And he goes for like 12 minutes.
Yeah, like, I know.
Awesome.
I know. The only thing I will say about Coach Ort, and I love the guy.
Yeah.
Love him. He doesn't put his phone on silent.
Nope.
And when it rings, he doesn't stop it.
He doesn't stop it. Yep.
So he just lets it ring 20 times while you're on the air. And I can't think of anything else other than just hit that button. Just I want to hit the button. Let me hit the button.
I think that is a... that is a generational thing, I do believe. I'm not sure he knows how to silence his phone. And I would say that to him if he was sitting here.
But I love the guy, and no one knows. He's forgotten more about football than we will ever know.
He's an encyclopedia, and if you want to know what's going to happen in with each team in each game, tune in to us an hour and a half before kickoff, and Coach Ortmeier will tell you exactly how it's going to play out.
Literally, I can't tell you
and
how many.
And he's right nine times out of ten.
I can't tell you how many Sundays last year Dan and I came back and we were like, remember when he said this? That's exactly what happened. He's good stuff. But anyways, Dan and I are back to Saturdays and Sundays beginning next weekend. So very, very much excited about that. And I'm sure the listeners are just overwhelmed with joy.
Yeah.
Not that they don't enjoy you, Sean.
No, we've had single digits of people asking about you.
You can count them on one hand.
No, people are very excited to have you guys back on Saturday. Angelo and I have filled in for the summer, and it was good. It got us a nice backup crew developed. Angelo got some airtime.
Yeah.
And the children are the future. So I've taught them well.
We have to teach them well,
I'm not going to let him lead the way yet. But,
not yet, but one day.
So, everybody's happy. I'm happy to have my Saturday mornings back for a while.
But we are excited to get it going in earnest. And it also means that football's really close. Now, we also, because we are an ESPN affiliate.
High school football. Starts. We broadcast. We will be at Frederick Douglass this coming Friday.
Whoa!
They're doing a scrimmage with them and three other schools. I think there are two short scrimmage games, and they're kind of doing a grand tour of the new school. So we're going to be out there for both the afternoon show, 4 to 7, 4 to 6, and Neil and Josh and whoever the cast of thousands is going to end up being on the Varsity Game Night are going to do a little broadcast of the scrimmage.
I am completely intrigued to see what Frederick Douglass looks like.
I know.
Not the school, but I mean the football team.
Yeah.
I've seen the inside of the school.
The school's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. But, of course, like, you're not going to build a new school and just make it mediocre. Like, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But I am really intrigued to see how this football team looks, because I've heard some really good things.
Mm-hmm. Well, their vice principal and I think something to do in the athletics director department is our post-game co-host, Coach Mike Harmon. So we got Coach Ortmeyer in the pregame, who knows all about the college game and everything. We got Coach Harmon to break down after the game, who is building a new program over at Fred Douglass.
Is it?
Yeah, we're pals. I've heard good things about Frederick Douglass. He's really coming into his own here lately.
I feel like Donald Trump should maybe be there for a ribbon cutting or something like that, just so he can meet Frederick Douglass.
You know, if somebody applauds him, he'd be there.
Well, maybe not. He's on vacation for the next 27 days, so I think he'll miss it. Anyways, we have high school football, and we also have NFL on Sundays, right? And there's nothing that anyone looks forward to more than college football and NFL football. I mean, it is what it is for sports fans. It's just no season comes with the anticipation of those two seasons. It's light years apart, not even close.
Yeah, and coming up 5 days of the week out of 7 days of the week.
Yeah.
Some form of football will be on our air. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, NFL, Saturday, college football, Friday nights, high school football. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you're out of luck.
Man, I just can't wait for Wednesday football.
Okay, it's coming.
It will.
Midweek college games, you know they're out there.
So let me ask you this, because there is an intriguing and somewhat controversial NFL question out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the Miami Dolphins, who have, you know, presumably lost their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, for the season, do you, Sean, go out and sign Jay Cutler, or do you go out and sign Colin Kaepernick?
You know, we actually talked about this yesterday, and if you're looking for a starter for the year and you're the Miami Dolphins, you got to sign Cutler. I think you've got to sign Cutler. He's got familiarity with Adam Gase's system. They've mm-hmm. they've worked together in the past. Just as recently as two or three seasons ago, Cutler had his best season as a professional with Adam Gase at the helm. And because it's Miami, it would be putting Colin Kaepernick in a situation where he would instantly be booed nearly 30% of the population. They have a very large Cuban American population in Miami, biggest in the country. Colin Kaepernick has said
how much he
admired Fidel Castro in the past, and he's been in Fidel Castro t-shirts and Che Guevara t-shirts, and the Cuban Americans, they don't accept that. That is a spot you don't go if you're in Miami. I don't think Miami would be a good fit for Kaepernick at all. Just like I don't think Baltimore would have been a particularly good fit for him either, just because of the hot spot that Baltimore has been in the protest of, you know, the Black Lives Matter protest and the protest against the police violence, which is why Kaepernick was doing what he did. I think a lot more people in Baltimore would be on his side than would be rooting for him in Miami, but I think in Miami you got to go with Cutler.
So I don't disagree with you, but I think that Colin Kaepernick is just getting just this bad rap.
It's really,
you cannot tell me that he's not one of the best 60 quarterbacks in the league.
Absolutely not.
He is 100%
absolutely one of the best quarterbacks.
Needs to be employed by some team.
Yes.
And the fact that he is not right now is crazy to me. Even Mark Cuban came out this week and said, you know, I'm glad that the NBA allows its players to exercise their constitutional rights.
Yeah.
But I am not outraged by Colin Kaepernick. I've not seen someone like fall out of good graces so quickly in quite some time, because he was a Super Bowl and an NFC championship,
yeah.
and he was the next best thing, and he was someone totally different, and he could do it all, and he was the next generation of quarterback, and now he can't get a job.
It is absolutely wrongheaded, and I speak as a veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces. I think I can speak for a good majority of them. Him taking a knee or even sitting during the national anthem is in no way disrespectful to the country. It's no way disrespectful to the troops. There's nothing disrespectful there. It is just him exercising his rights to protest in a way that is completely nonviolent. And it's 90% of veterans will agree with you. You look and people will say, this is why I served,
yeah.
So that Colin Kaepernick can do this without being blackballed, without being released, fired from his job, whatever, which is what has happened. And it's just uncalled for. I don't think he's necessarily deserving of a starting quarterback job as is, because he had fallen off a little bit in the past couple of years. Maybe it's the weight of pressure on him.
I still say there's 10 to 12 quarterbacks out there that are starting today that are not as good as Colin Kaepernick.
I wouldn't disagree. I think someone needs to get him on the roster as a backup. Give him another shot. It's just ridiculous that he's not.
Yeah.
Because he did everything. There was nothing wrong with what he did.
So, basically, Seattle said that
maybe not a popular opinion around here. I don't know, but
Seattle said that they didn't want him because he was too good.
Yeah, Seattle's excuse for not signing him was the worst of everybody so far. It would put too much pressure on Russell Wilson because Kaepernick is too good. That's dumb.
That is so dumb.
That's
you just like that's just come out and say we aren't doing it because. Of this.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody doesn't sign a backup quarterback because they're too good.
No. And that's,
also, I guess you're taking a huge knock on your own quarterback by saying...
Yeah, he's not tough enough to handle the competition.
He can't do it.
And,
He married Future's baby mama. Like, Russell Wilson should be able to take something, right?
I think a lot of the reason that Seattle didn't sign him... Because he would have been a perfect fit. I mean, his game is very comparable to Wilson's game. It would have been very easy if Wilson went down to slide Kaepernick in and not miss a beat. I think that the players on defense on that Seattle team are not big Wilson fans for whatever reason. And I think that Pete Carroll knew that and knew that if they had Kaepernick in the building and in the locker room, that there would be a faction, your Richard Sherman's, your Earl
Thomas
and the lineman whose name Michael
Cam Chancellor
Michael something
Michael Bennett.
Thank you. They would have been in his office every day saying start Kaepernick. Kaepernick's better, and it would have just been bad for team unity. But don't say that. Don't you know you can't say that you didn't sign him because he's too good.
Yeah,
it's not a fit.
Yeah, that's funny to me. All right, we'll get back to Kentucky football here in our next segment on the Dan and Mary Joe Show. You can get in if you have something you want to chat about, 381-1313, or you can tweet the show at ESPN Radio Lex at MJP18.
It's the Nutcracker he's playing back here.
No, this is not the Nutcracker. This is the White... Yeah. Is it the White Stripes? Who?
Gautier.
Oh.
It was the Willy Wonka I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah. There's a hilarious Family Guy thing to that Oompa Loompa song.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't ask Brad to find it because something will most definitely go awry. So let's take a break and come back with more here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Delighted to welcome in LSU head coach Ed Orgeron to the studios now. What do you think about Danny Etling going forward? He's recovered from that back surgery.
Yeah, I really like Danny. I think Danny's a gamer. He's gotten better in the Mets offense. We had a quarterback competition. We kept it alive. We're going to keep it alive throughout the fall camp. Miles Brennan is a young man that we recruited. We haven't seen him in practice yet. Let me say something to you. Danny thrives in competition. I think he's going to be an excellent quarterback if he is our starter.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coming up next on the Razzmatazz Show in Scatmandu is a little ditty by a hip chick trio from Schlotzky's, baby. They hit our taste buds like a transfixing trombone a while back, but they're flapping their feathers for another tour. The chicken cordon bleu, fiesta chicken, and chicken bacon smoked cheesy. Yeah, they're clickety-clocking around the menu at Skitadoodledadadidabadoo by Schlotzky's. Come on in today and give them a little tasty taste.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. To help keep your bill low, set your thermostat at as high a temperature as comfortably possible and ensure humidity control if needed. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall bill will be. And if you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Another new year will be here soon.
Here's to you, honey.
And here's to you.
And as you get ready for the countdown to 2017, you'll find low prices on everything you need for a great party at Kroger. From your favorite appetizers to what you'll pour for your New Year's toast, Kroger has you covered.
Now here's to you, all of you.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year from Kroger.
When you shop at Kroger, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with low prices and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your Plus card. You'll also earn fuel points to save at the pump. No spin, just savings.
Hurry in for the Buy 5, Save 5 event. Mix and match favorites like Bounty paper towels, Pepsi, 7-Up, and so much more. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I
go? A member of your Mount Rushmore.
That's right, Mr. Strummer.
Is he the singer? Or
Yes, he is typically the singer. This song may be sung by the other guy, though. Mick Jones would sing about a third to a quarter of the songs.
Well, this is the only song by them I know. So
he probably sings more. All
of the songs. Yeah, but I know that.
You probably know more than that. You're just not aware of it yet.
No, I'm not as musically gifted as like you and Dan and Brad are. I don't have a whole lot of deep tracks. I don't go deep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call mainstream. What Brad does musically gifted. Brad's made me listen to a lot of his stuff through the past couple of years.
No, it's just weird. Like, it's weird stuff he listens to, right? It's not mainstream. I'm just more of a mainstream type person.
I don't think it's any stream. I don't know what Brad listens to. It's confusing for me, and it makes my head hurt to think about.
My Mount Rushmore obviously includes Kid Rock, right? He's clearly my favorite. So
future Senator Kid Rock.
Right, he's making the Senate run. So over a month ago, I ordered a Kid Rock for U.S. Senate 18 shirt, T-shirt, right? Of course I did, like as soon as that was available for order. So I keep looking at my order status, and it keeps saying not shipped, not shipped, not shipped, not shipped. Well, in between times that I've ordered the shirt, and today I've moved, right?
Not shipped.
So now my bank account's address is not the same. You know, what's on file on my credit card is now a new address. So right. I get an email yesterday that says, we are canceling your order because now we've tried to process it, and now it's not going, it's declined. And I know it's because of this new address thing, right?
Yeah.
And I send them a nasty gram back, like, well, I didn't dream it would take me a month to have a T-shirt order processed. I mean, it's 2017, for God's sake. It doesn't take that long. Things shouldn't take 6 to 8 weeks to get anymore. So, anyways, I still don't have my Kid Rock shirt.
You're better off.
And now I'm like, do I go ahead and reorder a new one? But now by the time I get it, like the novelty is totally worn off, and he's probably decided not to run by the time I get this shirt. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure. Really, not sure Kid Rock for Senate would be something I could get behind.
Well, I'm not. It's in Michigan, so you don't have to get behind
true.
It.
That's true.
I just want a T-shirt. Haven't you ever worn a sarcastic T-shirt?
I have. Yeah, I'm wearing one now, I think.
I think you are. I don't know what the sarcasm is.
It's not a sarcastic. It's from The Shield. I forgot what shirt I was wearing.
Oh, okay. And Brad has a polo shirt on today.
Brad looks lovely today. Yeah. Brad's got a hot time planned over at the Big Three. He's my credentialed reporter. So I told him he had to wear pants. He took it a step further than I expected. He's all dressed up.
He looks so good.
I'm so proud of my little Brad.
You're all grown up and you're all grown up. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got Al. Good morning, Al.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
I'm good.
Al, what's up, bud?
Oh, not much. Have y'all turned the thermostat up in your studio?
The what?
Your thermostat to make it a little bit warmer in your studio down there.
Why are we making some hot takes?
Not yet. You had Ice Cube in the
New York. Oh. Wow, Al.
I was reaching on that one. I couldn't figure out where you were going.
I couldn't either.
You were talking about music. I don't know why that Ice Cube didn't leave one of his old school NWA tapes down there or CDs down there.
Yeah, he didn't need to, man. I already have them.
How about that? You didn't mention that when you were talking about music there. You didn't mention that, Donna, that you had him in your repertoire of music CDs.
I've got it. The NWA albums on tape, on CD, and digital. I've got them three ways.
That's unbelievable. And let me ask you this. When you talk about Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and, who was the short guy that died? I can't even
think of his name.
Eazy-E. Those guys were angry. They had disdain for the police. If Neil Jackson could have interviewed Ice Cube with reference to Colin Kaepernick, who we know has been in the news over the last month with reference to his protest and where he didn't stand for the national anthem, that I think that you would have a deep conversation with Ice Cube with reference to that. I don't know what you guys' opinion is when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. I would say that he is better than the other 90 backups that's in the NFL. Do you feel comfortable enough to just talk a little bit about that, and what's your take on that?
Well, geez, Al, I wish you were here literally 4 minutes ago when we both said what our feelings were. But yes, we will go over it again. I agree with you that Colin Kaepernick is better than almost every backup out there, and probably better than at least 10 to 12 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And I would take him on my team. I have no issue with his political stances. I have no issue with any of that. And I do think that he is being unnecessarily, Sean used the term blackballed, and I do believe that that is what's happening.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell if there's no proof of it, but it stinks of collusion, which if it's ever determined that the owners have gotten together and said, we can't sign him for the good of the league, then the league is in big trouble. But Ice Cube is on record as saying the fact that he is still unsigned raises a big red flag for him. So, yeah, you're right about Ice Cube, and you know, listen to anything Ice Cube's ever done musically, and you pretty much know which side he comes down on that protest and with Colin Kaepernick. But it's uncalled for that he doesn't have a gig in the NFL right now. It's just, it's wrong.
Okay, let me ask you this. If Colin Kaepernick's protest is wrong, and we're talking, there's a whole bunch of things that come out of that. He's sporting an afro. He's talking about Black Lives Matter. Clearly, he's using his platform to be able to make that to generate this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make can you give me your point of view? Is it similar to Michael Sam's not playing in the NFL, a guy that came out and said he was openly gay, a guy that was an SE defensive player in the league that under the games that he did play in preseason for the Rams, he done pretty good to be able to make a roster. His kissing his boyfriend Vito on national TV, do you think that that particular act, his announcement of being gay, that put the owners in a similar situation in the locker room and getting unnecessary media attention? Is there a difference, or is it almost the same? But can you say that Michael Sam's was blackballed the same way that Colin Kaepernick has been?
The Michael Sam story is obviously very near and dear to my heart because he played for the University of Missouri, which is my alma mater. I've met Michael Sam, and he's awesome, and I just don't think you are able to do what he did in the SEC, and there's not a spot for you on a roster. It's so hard to say that that's the reason that he's not in the league. I don't know that that's the reason he's not in the league. He never had a chance to prove himself, whereas Colin Kaepernick has played. He has shown what he can do. He has absolutely proven it on the biggest stages that he belongs in the NFL and can play there. Now, last season, he may have had a rougher go of it, but he has shown that he can 100% play in the NFL as a starting quarterback and be successful. Michael Sam never really got that opportunity. So that's the big difference for me, Al, is we've all seen that Kaepernick can do it. We don't have to guess. We know. He's got the skills and the talent and the ability to be able to play the quarterback position in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to compare for the very reasons that Mary Jo said. It's very difficult to compare the two cases. I don't think that I can't 100% say Michael Sam's being gay had nothing to do with his not having a job. I can't say that. We're not at that point in the league yet. I think that it had less to do with him not getting a job than the fact that he didn't fit the Rams.
To do with him on draft day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, draft day, it was, I think that was a part of it. I mean, to not go to the sixth or seventh round or whatever it was, I think that played a factor. But I think we can easily say that with Colin Kaepernick, his political stances and his willingness to be open and public about them is a major reason he's not playing. Because like I said, he's shown he can play. He's had the opportunity to be a starting quarterback, and more often than not over his career, he has been successful in doing that. So I think we can say, when you see all of the, you know, Brian Hoyer's been getting, you know, I mean, all
Josh McCown, starting quarterback for the Jets.
Yeah, all the guys like that are in the league, you cannot tell me, I do not believe that Colin Kaepernick is not getting a job because of his football acumen.
No, and we talk about how he had a down season last year, and yeah, he went 1-10 as the starter for a garbage 49ers team. 16 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. So he's still got game.
Yeah, no,
he just has nothing around him.
I mean, another Mizzou guy stepped in for him, and he's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the big difference is one guy has definitely proven himself to be able to play in the NFL and is now not getting that opportunity.
But let me ask you one other question. I got to go. I don't want to be greedy on your line. But do you, Marvin Lewis and Tony Dungy, the first guy to first black guy to win a Super Bowl, should their voices be silent on that? I mean, should they?
Well, Marvin Lewis hasn't. As a defensive coordinator, you mean?
No, I'm talking about his coaches. I mean, Tony Dungy was the first African American to win a Super Bowl. I mean, should they be advocating for this guy to be on the squad somewhere? I mean, that's the protest that a lot of the people are coming out. Richard Sherman, he's come out. A lot of folks have come out in support of Colin. But you find coaches that's in a position to make a statement, and they've been kind of silent on. Then I think that they could make a statement to say, divorce their opinion with reference to this particular issue.
Tony Dungy has spoken about it. He said. He's spoken wrongheadedly about it. Without the national anthem protest, someone would have signed him by now. If you're seen as a distraction off the field for whatever reason, you better have a lot of talent going for you, which Kaepernick does. And then he goes on to compare him to Michael Vick and Joe Mixon, who Michael Vick obviously did time for dogfighting issues. Joe Mixon is He's the rookie in Cincinnati. I'm trying to put this delicately. He is.
He's seen on video punching his girlfriend. Face.
Yeah. There's no comparison there. Tony Dungy is wrong.
Al, I'm of the belief that as much as you can't knock Colin Kaepernick for saying what he wants to say, I don't believe it's incumbent on. I don't think it's Marvin Lewis's job to take up for. For all black people, because he, it's not on him to do it. As much as Kaepernick, it shouldn't be a detractor from him to do it. Everyone should have the right to say and believe what they want to believe and say, and it not impact your job security either way, as long as, you're just, he's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong.
Greg Hardy got another job.
Yeah, exactly. Tony Dungy's not wrong in saying that the NFL teams you any kind of off-the-field distraction as a reason not to sign somebody. Where he went wrong is comparing what Kaepernick was doing to what Michael Vick and Joe Mixon did. Because they are light years apart. There's no comparison between Kaepernick's protest and Michael Vick killing dogs and Joe Mixon punching a lady in the face.
Yeah, no.
And that's what Bob Costas sort of, he sort of threw the Bengals under the bus because he said it was a halfway house for criminals. So why wouldn't Kaepernick be able to go and give a trial there? That's why I brought up Marvin Lewis. Because if you check the CNN interview out with Bob Costas, he pretty much said that.
It's just that Colin Kaepernick's not. He's just not a criminal.
Yeah, he's done nothing.
So I just hate to lump him in with that. But, hey, I appreciate the call, Al. We got to get to a break. Thank you so much. We're going to be back here with more if you want to get in. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's time to straighten things up and have your home or office looking good. Let the Cleaning Authority take your stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get results with great, high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call them for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check them out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com, Lexington. It's time for your home or office to look great again, so have it cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them go to work for you. Now is the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Love. It's the only thing you make more of by giving it away. Which is why when you get a new Subaru during our annual Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to multiple charitable organizations to help those in need. This year marks the 9th year of giving back to the causes we care about, and it will bring us to a combined total of nearly $90 million donated. And to make an even larger impact on our communities and throughout the world, this year, we're matching the love. Because at Subaru, we know great things can happen when we're all driven to help. Choose United Way to receive a donation from Subaru, and for each vehicle sold, West Virginia Subaru retailers will donate an additional $250 to United Way to support victims of the 2016 West Virginia flood. With many families affected, we are committed to helping them rebuild. See your local West Virginia Subaru retailer for more details and to learn how you can help share the love this holiday season. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is this also The Clash?
It is.
Oh,
see?
I know Rock the Casbah.
See? You know, two songs. That's Joe Strummer singing.
Okay. That's probably why I didn't think they were the same band.
Yeah, it's a different sound.
Yeah.
They are a very versatile band. This was when they were almost popular for 10, 15 minutes in the early 80s.
I still don't know what Rock the Casbah means.
Nobody does.
Oh.
I thought for many years it was Rock the Cash Bar. I did through my entire 20s.
Some news out of Lexington courts this week. Josh Harrelson was awarded more than $1 million in a civil suit against former UK director of basketball operations Leon Smith, who Smith, you know, forged signatures on financial documents, basically took money took Harrelson's money without letting him know.
Yeah.
And there are other players that he's, you know, reportedly done the same thing to. He's facing federal charges. You know, I was glad to see so many athletes, I think, get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And then don't have, now Josh Harrelson will probably never see any of that money. right? Leon Smith doesn't have all this money to pay him back and all that. But I think so many athletes are taken advantage of, and then there's no recourse, or they don't file suit. So I'm glad Josh Harrelson did this. I'm glad he won. I would have never, you know, I wouldn't say like I knew Leon Smith well, but in as far as I was, you know, working in the media when he was the director of basketball operations, I knew him in that sense. Mm-hmm. And just, boy, just would have never seen that coming. But there's other former Wildcats that may also civilly sue.
Yeah.
Leon Smith, especially now that Josh Harrelson has been vindicated.
Yeah, George was a trailblazer. Trailblazer in fashion, trailblazer in the court systems.
Jorts. Yeah. But I mean, that's just what a crappy thing.
It's really a terrible thing, because you form this relationship with him when he's a kid. You know, he
gain
17,
his
18, gain his trust, and then you just screw him over like that as he actually starts to become a little more successful. It's just, it's gross.
Also, and I know this is very, you know, Josh Harrelson specific probably, but the guys that Leon Hall was representing are not John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, they're not your $100 million
guys.
Where
they have infinite, you know, ways to continue making money. Like Josh Harrelson had a window, yeah. Right? A small window. He wasn't going to get a big contract or any of that stuff. So what little time he had to make his money, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you feel for a kid like that, because it was so one of those things where when we first were introduced to Josh Harrelson as Kentucky fans, boy, you just didn't have any faith that he'd ever even see the court.
Yeah.
And then he does what he does, and then this happens to him, and you just really feel for the guy. So kudos to him for following through with this.
Josh Harrelson now playing for the Hitachi Sunrockers,
mm-hmm.
in Japan. It's a great name. Hitachi Sunrockers.
Yeah.
So he's still making money, but he's not making...
He could play for Hitachi and Harrodsburg, couldn't he?
Yeah. He's not making NBA money, but he's at least still getting paid to play.
And Dominique Hawkins worked out for the Philadelphia Eagles. Not the 76ers.
That's right. He talked about that in his interview. He was in town for the camp last week, uh-huh. and he talked about that. They worked him out as a... They worked him out as a DB?
DB.
Yeah.
And he played DB and receiver in high school and was very good. And obviously he's got, you know, the best vertical jump in America right now. And, you know, just an incredible athlete. Basketball, though, still what he wants to do.
Yeah,
basketball is still his priority.
He's not ready to move on from basketball. He'll probably also play overseas somewhere, I would imagine.
And good for him.
Yeah.
But if he does have a chance to play in the NFL versus going overseas, I don't know. I might look into it.
You know, if he's good enough to make a roster in the NFL, you just about got to take that.
Yeah. I might look into it.
And Philadelphia's defensive backfield is not that good. So he might could make the roster.
There you go. See? He probably could have played football here.
I was a little surprised when he came on as a walk on. I was a little surprised he didn't at least attempt to play football here.
Yeah, basketball just must, you know, is his first love. All right, we'll take our final break and come back probably in with maybe another Clash song that I would have heard, but I doubt it. Well, another Prince song. There it is, another Prince song. We knew it. All right, our last break, so your last chance to get on with us here, 381-1313 on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying: good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place. But I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about window tinting for your car or SUV? Now is the time. And Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters is the place. With four full-time window tinting professionals, no long waiting. Get it done on your lunch hour. Smoky Mountain has Matico window films, the best in the industry. In stock and four professional techs to do it right. Get two side windows on your pickup or SUV starting at only $59. Two-door cars starting at $119. And four-door cars starting at only $129. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has the right shades from 5% tint to limo dark. We install most jobs in an hour, and you can watch us work in our clean all glass window shop. So no more thinking about window tinting. Now is the time, and Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters is the place. With four full-time window tinting professionals, get it done on your lunch hour. Get two side windows on your pickup or SUV starting at $59. Two-door cars starting at $119. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind AutoZone, just off West New Circle.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Gosh, I know way more Clash songs than I thought I did.
They sneak in. They're very sneaky.
They
that
are
way.
Sneaky that way. So let's end on this, Sean.
Okay.
Reportedly, one of the players from the 2012 National Championship team sold his championship ring on eBay.
Okay. Yeah, I read about that. He sold it to a pawn shop somewhere, and they sold it on eBay. So in a roundabout way, he sold it on eBay. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Well, he sold his ring,
yeah.
Regardless. What do you think about that?
Well, the lister wouldn't say who it was until you inquired about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people inquired about it and found out who it was. And if this guy can sell his ring and you know, make a little money off of it, it's in poor taste, I think, but it gives the Kentucky fan some kind of great memento of the team. So I don't know. He wasn't a star here, but he's a local guy. The guy who's selling it was a local guy.
The other thing is, does it make you, you know, I don't think he was selling it to give a Kentucky fan
no,
joy.
No, he absolutely wasn't.
So then it kind of makes you, I don't know, you would think that would be something that you would hold pretty dear.
Yeah, and what he was getting for it, what the pawn dealer he sold it to was asking for it.
It's not life-changing amount of money.
You would think this guy could have got that by going up to Dan Cummins Chevrolet and saying, hey, I want to do a spokesperson spot for you on the radio. You'll be tied into the University of Kentucky through me. I think he could have gotten that amount of money. $5,000 is what it was listed as. I think he could have gotten that on a Good Friday, just walking up to, you know, three or four different businesses and saying, hey, I want to support your business. I want to be a spokesperson. $1,500, please.
Yeah, so then it makes you... Does it make you concerned for maybe what's, you know, I don't want to draw too many conclusions. And I don't necessarily want to say his name because we don't know for sure. But if you go online, it's pretty easy to find out. You know, at least two it reportedly was.
Yeah.
And there's only was only 15 guys on the team. So,
And it narrows it down further by it being a Kentucky-based.
And you can guess Anthony Davis didn't sell in his ring. Yeah. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist didn't sell in his ring.
Josh Jones, none of those guys are selling stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys that wouldn't need to.
It makes you wonder if he has soured on the relationship with the university somehow and he just doesn't want it anymore, or if I don't know. There's a ton of different things that it makes you question. And
right, so many conclusions you can draw, but none of them are like good things that you're thinking. Yeah. Like, you know, of all of the reasons, none of them seem like they would be a positive reason.
Right.
To get rid of the championship ring. But
And even needing the money. I mean, what's the old saying? If you play basketball for the University of Kentucky, you never want for anything in the state ever again. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people have made a career out of being a University of Kentucky basketball player.
Yeah.
After they graduated. It does raise a lot of questions as to why that would.
Yeah. And I feel bad even if it is something as, you know, that everything is fine with him and his relationship is just soured with UK.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for that too.
Yeah, that stinks.
Because it shouldn't, because, you know, people liked him. Mm-hmm. People still like him. So, you know, you just gotta, it makes you wonder, and it's just too bad. Anyway, you slice it there. Okay, so next week we are back full time. Dan and Mary Jo will be back on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon, and then Sunday's a regular time, 9 to 11. We appreciate having had a few Saturdays off this summer, Sean, so thank you very much. We know it meant you had to pick up the slack for us.
That's actually okay. I enjoy doing the show a lot. I don't take enough. I'm not selfish enough to take airtime from other people normally, but I did enjoy being on
you
Dan.
Are.
It's true.
Yeah.
I secretly told Dan, hey, man, take the day off.
Wait, so that's what we just have to do? Just say, like, hey, Sean.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wait a minute. Have I been going about this all wrong? We don't have to actually show up? No.
Unrelated to sports in any way, but this just popped across my timeline on the Twitter. This is from 2015. I don't know why it has popped back up, but apparently 2 years ago, Morgan Freeman was uninjured in a plane crash. Somebody's just
what
bringing it back to life. You know, occasionally you see celebrity has died, but they actually died like 4 years ago.
Right.
Apparently now it's happening with Morgan Freeman not being hurt in a plane crash. Yeah, so I sorry about that. Let's land the plane, so to speak.
Huh.
Yeah, weird.
Breaking news, Morgan Freeman's still alive, still okay.
Yeah, nothing happened to Morgan Freeman. Still talking, still making.
Doing well.
Still narrating everything.
Hey, so when I went to see the most awful movie ever in The Planet of the Apes,
yes,
there was a preview for, and you strike me as someone who likes Blade Runner.
Yeah, Blade Runner fan.
Okay, so you know that they're
I wear my nerddom on my sleeve.
So, you know they're not a remake, right?
It's a sequel. I've seen the previews for it and I am very excited because I'm a huge Ridley Scott fan. Ridley Scott was the director.
Yeah.
And they brought Harrison Ford back 40 years later, and somebody asked Harrison Ford at Comic-Con, are you just going to be in the remake of every movie you've ever done? And his quote, because he gets paid well for these, you bet your ass I am. So Harrison Ford was my hero for that week.
Wow, I can't wait to see Regarding Henry.
Yeah, the updated Regarding Henry. It's going to be a barn burner. Witness to the witnessing.
Working Girl.
Oh, God.
Wasn't he in that?
He was. He and Sigourney Weaver.
And Melanie Griffith.
Melanie
Griffith looks completely different.
She's not even the same person.
Not even the same DNA anymore. The face is completely different.
Yeah, I don't.
And not in a good way.
No,
just not in a good way
at all. I don't understand why Hollywood people do that to themselves.
Oh, I don't either. Hey, thanks, Sean, for sitting in today. It was awesome. Had a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all the calls we had today. And we will see you back here next Saturday morning, 10 a.m. on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Should know by the way you popped your car sideways.
The interesting thing about the dynamic between Zeke and Dak is that they hit it off.
The NFL starts every morning with Mike and Mike.
They're